This is professional wrestling legend Downtown Bruno, who is privileged enough to be on the Oversell podcast.
It is episode 31, and we are getting ready for Survivor Series. So stick around. This is the Oversell podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Oversell Podcast. My name is Derek.
I'm Dan.
I am Mike.
And we're here to talk a little professional wrestling. But before we get there, let's go ahead and get our plugs out of the way. Be sure you're following us on Twitter. We are at Oversell Podcast. You can also go to Facebook.com/Oversell Podcast. Follow me on Twitter. I am at Shropnuts, S-C-H-R-O-E-P-N-U-T-S.
I am at One Dangerous Dan, and I'm on Facebook. Dangerous Dan Matthews.
At WolfMike23.
And be sure to head over to OversellPodcast.com. The holiday seasons are here. You need to shop. You need to use our link at OversellPodcast.com. Click on the Amazon link right below the main player and just do some shopping. I mean,
you're going to anyway.
Right.
Shop till you drop.
Shop till you drop. There's no extra fees. There's no hidden fees, anything like that. It's just we get a small commission on anything that's sold through our Amazon link. So, folks, help us out. And also head to beautycounter.com/Abigail Schropel. This is me doing my good husband thing for the week. That is beautycounter.com/Abigail Schropel. A-B-I-G-A-I-L-S-C-H-R-O-E-P-P-E-L. Guys, she's got pre-built packages there to help you find the perfect gift for that woman in your life. Guys, I'm not going to lie. Survivor Series this week, I'm completely underwhelmed by this pay-per-view.
Underwhelmed.
Is anybody just whelmed?
Is anybody ever just whelmed?
Well, you're either you could be. it's not very overwhelming.
Yeah, but you never hear somebody say, "I'm very whelmed."
Let's start.
It's always over or under.
Let's start off on a funny note. How about this? Okay.
Yeah, maybe that'll help my mood.
Get you out of the gutter that you're in. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. No, okay.
Kayfabe News just reported: science proves lowering singlet straps increases wrestlers' power.
Yeah,
makes sense.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Scientific fact proven.
So that's how Jerry Lawler survived all those years here in Memphis. But yeah, you know, Raw this week didn't really do any favors to get us ready for Survivor Series, to get us behind the show.
No,
because there's not a Paul Heyman there hyping it.
No,
there's no. This tournament is completely predictable. This past week, you knew no. Do not argue it. You knew Alberto Del Rio was going to win. You knew Roman Reigns was going to win. You knew Ambrose was going
to
win.
To this point, it's been predictable,
And you knew, and I guarantee you, and we're going to get into predictions here in a bit.
Yeah.
We know exactly who's going to be in the finals.
Oh, yeah.
We know
the two wrestlers that are going to be in the finals.
Right.
Absolutely.
The final result is
still up in the air.
It's pending.
And
know?
Also, I don't like, I thought... That the way they ended Raw this week, I hated that too.
Yeah.
You can tell me till you're blue in the face about, well, they've done the same thing so many times between Heyman and Taker and CM Punk and this, that, and the other. Well, who's to say I didn't like it those times either?
Mm-hmm.
Percy Pringle or Percy, well, I'm going way back when.
Paul Bearer.
Yeah.
He would have been, that's something he probably would have been more. He was a wrestling manager for all those years.
Right.
It's really different than what they did. I mean, Paul Bearer did not commit suicide.
No.
True.
I hated that. I absolutely hated the way they ended the show this week.
Yeah. They're trying. The internet's kind of back and forth, really. Some of the stuff is saying, yeah, Charlotte was the one that said, you know, go ahead and do it. And then now everything's coming back and they're saying, no, Charlotte wasn't the one that said to do it.
It's one of those things I can believe she was pressured into saying,
I could believe it.
And it sucks. Ric Flair is supposedly good friends with every one of them and they pull an angle like this.
Yeah. And they pulled that out of the... They pulled that out. You know, that happened, a year or two ago?
It's
Yeah, it's been a while.
I think it's been four years.
Let's look that up there, Mike. Because, I mean, it's been a while since he's died. And I think, you know, bringing that up brings up old feelings, definitely for the Flair family.
Yeah, you could tell it was very emotional for Charlotte.
Yeah.
And
you know, 2013 is when he died.
Yeah, so okay. 2 years ago. You know, it's been 2 years, so it's still fresh on their minds, definitely.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, they wouldn't have done that with Eddie Guerrero.
No, no.
They wouldn't have done it with...
Well, they kind of did with, didn't they? They had an angle with Batista and Ray.
Yeah.
Had an angle that involved, you know, a lot of Eddie and...
I believe, and even then,
I don't think I liked that end, but it's also a SmackDown angle, and I wasn't really watching SmackDown anyway.
Yeah, well, they wouldn't have cut the promo like they did,
right,
on Reed,
yeah,
about Eddie. They wouldn't have said, you know, that kind of crap about Eddie, you know. And they, you know, I mean, there's so many people that I could point out that they wouldn't have said that kind of stuff about, you know. And, you know, Reed never was in WWE.
Right.
Why would you even mention him?
I think he trained it. He was trying to... trained to get in at some point. He may have even been in Florida Championship Wrestling.
He got dismissed from FCW for substance abuse.
Okay.
And I think within a year or two after that, he passed away due to an overdose.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, you know, that's just a sensitive subject. Why would you even consider that
exactly.
ground to walk on?
I mean, that's where I'm at with this. That's the point I was trying to make exactly.
That's too much of a sensitive subject. I don't know where anybody in the back thought that was a good idea.
Here is something else. I know they're in a scramble mode because Seth Rollins got hurt.
Right.
As far as the updated card, I saw that they're anticipating a Survivor Series elimination tag match, but they haven't listed one for the fucking Survivor Series pay-per-view.
Yeah. they've announced that there's going to be one, but they didn't say even
so
who's in it.
So it'll be what? It'll be New Day... and a couple other people versus the Ascension, and that won't happen. They're off heels, but it's gonna be a thrown together Survivor Series match, which further tarnishes this pay per view.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not happy.
This is a Big Four pay per view.
Yeah,
and it certainly does not have a Big Four pay per view feeling.
Exactly, no. And you know, this tournament, I for one, I know you want people to pay to see your pay per views. Your Raw ratings are in the dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
Have your fucking World Heavyweight title match on Raw. That would get your ratings up. I mean, that should be the focus of a pay-per-view.
Right.
But, man, your ratings are in the dumpster right now. Your product, people are not happy with your product. Give them a World Heavyweight title match on Raw.
Yep.
And then keep Survivor Series as Survivor Series.
Keep it simple.
Yeah.
You know,
that's the problem with the WWE right now. It's almost like they're trying to do too much.
Yeah, they're trying so hard to expound on stuff that is not expoundable. You can't just keep dragging on and on through things and expect people to pay attention after a while.
I mean, you know, it seems week after week they're losing more and more viewers.
Yeah,
at least to me, from what I've read in the ratings.
So do we for a fact have the semifinals and the finals?
Well, we have the semifinals. The semifinals and are at the pay per view.
Okay, right.
So you're going to have Alberto Del Rio versus Roman Reigns. You're going to have Owens taking on Ambrose, and then let's go ahead and go match
and
by
that.
Go ahead.
That takes away the U.S. title and the Intercontinental title from having any extra matches at the pay-per-view.
Right.
Yep.
So there's no matches for a title defense.
I mean, right
for
now.
For either title at the pay-per-view.
Right now, they only have 5 matches listed.
So you need.
For the pay-per-view.
Yeah.
For one of the Big Four.
And that's after SmackDown's been recorded. So as far as the spoilers that I've seen, they have not added anything else.
No.
Mm-hmm.
So, which means they're going to add
other than the Survivor Series. Match.
Yeah, whatever match they're going to throw together.
The Survivor Series matches usually take a good while, you know. I mean, even when they have, you know, all Survivor Series matches at Survivor Series, they took a good while, each one of them.
Yeah, but those were awesome pay-per-views.
Those were awesome pay-per-views.
And if they did that, I mean, it would help your network subscriptions.
Mm-hmm.
kind of. Because they give it away free every month
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's true, too.
For the first month. And then people
I almost
want to
cancel my subscription just so I can get a free subscription.
Yeah, just,
every
yeah, month I'm about to start registering 343 emails.
Yep.
Yeah.
I've got 6 or 7 different email accounts I can use right now.
I do, too.
I mean, seriously. This is like, cancel it. Oh, we're at the end of the free month. I'll just put that away for now.
Exactly.
You know?
Reigns and Cesaro had a very... That was the highlight of Raw for me. It was probably the best match of the night.
I thought pretty much all the matches on Raw were good.
They're all... Besides Reigns and Cesaro, everything else is meh to me. That may have something to do with the mood I'm in. But
it may.
Reigns and Cesaro was the one that caught my eye. Those guys... And you could hear the crowd near the end when they knew the end was coming. The boo birds started flying.
Yeah.
And, you know, what can you say? I mean, the way it WWE just can't win with Roman Reigns for some reason.
No.
Reigns has grown on me in these past couple of months. I like where his character is going, but, you know, people still have the Royal Rumble lingering in the back of their heads, I think. And
and still about the Rumble, it was unfair to Reigns.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
They put him in that situation.
Right. They put him in that situation.
Well, having Daniel Bryan eliminated very easily and very quickly, and then there's no recovery from that.
No,
is that Reigns' fault? No,
no,
absolutely
not. But then after that, WWE let the fans dictate Reigns push from there on.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go through the card.
Are we on Mixler or are we live?
Oh, well, I guess I can turn it on for the two people that'll want to listen live, but we're thankful that
you're
for those
so
two people. It hasn't been a good week.
You're
but,
so enthusiastic. This
yeah,
week,
this is just...
but
right.
I really thought that the Owens-Neville match was good.
It's all right. I mean,
the Ambrose and Ziggler match was great,
and you know they may be pulling out all the stops and letting them dictate their matches now.
Yeah, that's possible.
They may be like, "Hey, here's your time. Give us a good match, you know, because
we need it
exactly, you know, because God knows we need it. Jesus, you know, I mean."
Del Rio had another match, and I didn't care. Still,
yeah,
after all these years.
Didn't he pull Kalisto's mask off?
Yeah, I think, and he scrambled to help him get that thing back on too.
Good on you, Del Rio.
Well, let's go ahead and go through the card because I can't seem to remember the password to our Twitter account.
Don't.
Mike, what do you got?
Well, we know it'll be Reigns versus Del Rio.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, wonder who's going to win that
Reigns
one.
Reigns going over on that one.
Let's.
I mean, we don't even really have to predict these matches. I mean,
well,
Derek's head's going to explode before the end of this
podcast.
Yeah, all right, we know.
It's just, what's the point?
That's exactly right. They should have just said, I don't know. They could have, there's so many other better ways they could have booked any of this. Like,
we know for a fact Del Rio and Owens are not going to win
right,
the title
right.
Because they're not going to put two titles on one person again this soon.
Yeah.
They rarely do that anyway.
Yeah.
They're not going to do it, you know, within 3-4 months.
Yeah.
So there's no chance that either one of those are winning.
Now, I would like to see Reigns and Owens in the finals.
No, that'd be great.
I think that'd be a more versatile match than Ambrose and Reigns.
It'd have been great if they would have redone it to where it was Reigns and Cesaro in the finals.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah, I would love to have
and
seen.
You would have gotten a better match than you did at Raw.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, Cesaro, I think this year he has been on top of his game. He's got fans behind him. It's just Vince is not seeing past Vince.
I mean, it's predictable.
I don't know where he can't find the connection. I took away his giant swing. I changed his music.
We took away his first name.
Took away his first name. Changed his gimmick twice, flipped him and flopped him from heel to face 2 or 3 times. I can't understand why he doesn't find a connection with the crowd.
We had him on Tough Enough.
Oh, my God.
But yeah. As predictable as these matches are, I'm still excited just because we're guaranteed to have a new champion.
Yeah. Yeah, that is the good part about this.
And there's like a 3 out of 5 chance right now that it's going to be someone who has never held the title before. Because mm-hmm. I'm still including Sheamus could possibly cash in.
Okay,
so my two problems with that. It can't go well either way.
Just about everybody that I've talked to does not like Sheamus holding the Money in the Bank briefcase right now.
Well, so he's either going to have an unsuccessful cash-in, which, okay, then why put the fucking thing on him? Or he's going to have a title run and he's going to get shit on. It's going to be one or the other.
His title run would not be long. No way it would be a long title. No. I mean, especially going into WrestleMania season.
No. I couldn't see him in the main event at WrestleMania.
Neither could I. Mm-hmm. And it sucks because that's your Money in the Bank winner. I would love to see a Money in the Bank winner with a long title run. You know, not be a transitional champion.
And we've had him. We've had Edge. We've had CM Punk. We've had, you know.
Rollins.
Rollins, yeah.
Yeah. Rollins, I loved Rollins' title run. It sucks that he got hurt and this is where we're at.
Mm-hmm.
But they, from what I've read, they were taking the title off of him on this pay-per-view.
Yeah.
They were going to have Reigns.
If they didn't do it at Survivor Series, they were going to do it at the pay-per-view afterward,
right.
I believe.
Right.
So,
which should be, what, TLC?
TLC or something like that.
Yeah. Insert random show here.
Insert random pay-per-view here.
So we got this one. We got, what else? Owens
and Ambrose.
Ambrose, which we know is going to win that one, too. I mean, if Kevin Owens wins this match, I will...
Either one of those guys winning the match would be really a plus. You know,
if
you're going to have a good match on the next match.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Roman
if Kevin
Reigns,
Owens so. Wins this match, I'll wear a John Cena shirt in public.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Well, hold me to it, because guess what? It's not going to happen.
Do you have a John Cena shirt?
We'll get one.
Where you're going to have to buy one off.
Yeah, see? See, so there's added insult there, because I actually have to buy a John Cena shirt off WWEShopZone.com.
Spend $25 on a Fruity Pebble shirt.
Yeah. And then I'll just give it to some kid at the next MEW show.
There you go. Hey, kid, you want a John Cena shirt? Oh, my God!
I don't know. He may throw it back at me.
He might.
All right, and then we've obviously got the finals of more than likely Reigns and Ambrose.
Right. Which Reigns.
Mm-hmm. More than likely, but apparently there are a lot of people trying to push.
And of course, we got the Divas.
Get a foot on Ambrose.
What's the other ones? Like, I know the Divas title match. We know that.
We got that, and then we got the Taker and Kane versus Wyatt and Strowman.
How the fuck did this not turn into a fucking Survivor Series match?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
If Owens wins, George says in the chat room, Melissa Joan Hart will riot.
I did like that tweet that Owens sent out. He goes, I just blocked Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah.
And Big E blocked her as well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he said he stands with Kevin Owens.
Oh, wow.
Which I get what she was trying to say, but
yeah.
Lady wrestlers can be very temperamental at times.
Mm-hmm.
It's best not to say something in a public forum like what you said. Anyway. Well, I'm just saying, certain wrestlers can be temperamental.
That's what Twitter's for, man. It's for keyboard warriors.
Hey, you know, I had my 15 minutes of fame with
yeah, Punk, that's right. You got all
CM
those
Punk.
CM Punk guys coming after you.
Man, fuck them.
Yep.
Shit. I wish some of them would come at me right now. But yeah, like, they couldn't work out something to where... This could have been a Survivor Series
match.
That's
what I'm saying. Add two more people on to Taker and, you know, Kane.
You got plenty of people that are going to have nothing to do
on this
pay-per-view.
You've got an endless supply of people.
Hey, you have that guy we've talked about, Cesaro.
Yeah.
You could bring him into this match. Neville. You could get...
If Sting would have been available.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Sting.
Man.
The Usos.
Yeah. I would have loved to have seen Sting and Taker and Kane... And
I mean, with that, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
Having like a 3-on-4 handicap match with three, it would have been fine.
Yeah.
George says the Ascension. Well, the Ascension is our heels, George. I don't think they work
the
well.
Cosmic Wasteland.
Yeah.
But nobody knows that they're heels. I mean, come on.
Dude, hey, you know what?
We haven't figured that out yet, I don't think.
You know what? Ascension returned to NXT this week.
Yeah.
And they got a pop, man. NXT still loves the Ascension.
Mm-hmm.
And when they walked in and they faced off against Gable and Jason, what's his name? Jason Jordan.
Yeah.
And they had an awesome match. Mm. And like I said, when the music hit, man, the Full Sail crowd is all about the Ascension.
I saw a meme that it showed them in NXT, and you know they were all smiles and you know in the light and everything, and it's better to be happy in hell. And then it flipped down below, and it showed them on the main roster getting their asses kicked by APA and all them guys. You know, it's just
yeah.
Then to be miserable in heaven.
Oh, Marty. But yeah, this is just poor planning. I don't know what else they could have done except make this add two more people to Undertaker Kane and make it a Survivor Series match.
Yeah,
at your Survivor Series.
You never
Series
know.
Pay-per-view.
They may pull that out of their ass at the last minute and be like, "All right, the whole Wyatt family goes out there and you know turns into a match or whatever." You know.
Yeah. So I think Undertaker and Kane are still going to pull it out because Bray Wyatt has the worst pay-per-view record ever in the history of WWE.
Mm-hmm.
That's my prediction.
It's up there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dan?
Yeah.
Undertaker and Kane?
I'm with you.
Mike?
It should be, yeah. Taker and Kane.
Yeah. I think the only match we really have left is...
the Divas.
The Divas title match. Wow. We're already... and the Mystery Survivor Series elimination match. That's all we have left, and we've already gone through and previewed this whole pay-per-view.
Wow.
Yep.
Thanks, WWE.
I'm going to say Paige actually takes the title off of Charlotte.
I think they're the way Raw ended in that classic storyline, they're going to keep it on Charlotte.
Hmm. Okay.
I think Charlotte keeps it, yeah.
So,
odd man.
Now,
did you see the thing online about the it was a picture of Paige doing the what's her finish, her submission move?
Figure eight.
Pages?
No,
or
Paige.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The PTO.
Yeah, that's
PTO.
Yeah,
I know
the PTO,
one you're talking
yeah.
about now.
Showed her doing that in the ring. It was like, if you think it's painful in the ring, and then it showed her doing it on the announce table.
Yeah, let's do it on the announce table.
It hurts so much more out there.
George in the chat room says, does anyone care who wins? Which match, George? Oh, he must be talking about the Divas tag match. Is that what you're talking about?
Or the Divas title match?
Divas title match, whatever. That's how awesome.
It's not a Bella, so yes, I care.
There's no Bella. There's no Bella in this match.
You know, I'm ready for.
She's gonna be a special guest referee. We know what's gonna happen.
There you go.
This match I think is gonna be good.
What is she out with, by the way?
Who?
The Nikki Bella.
I think it's something.
Cenitis.
No. Well, actually. They said she has like a serious. It's a pretty serious injury. I want to say
contagious.
It's something with her neck.
Oh, okay.
Neck or back, one of the two, and
my neck and my back.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happened when she was in the ring that last time. My neck, my back, my neck, my back, my neck, my back.
But yeah, I'm ready to see Sasha Banks involved in the title picture.
Holy crap! I've never seen somebody get chanted more for being on the sidelines of just about every single match she was involved in, you know, and they haven't yet to put her, like, in the main picture at all for as far as the Divas are. But
maybe this will set something up.
I hope so.
You know, I mean, since the next pay-per-view, they said, should be TLC, they could easily have a triple threat at that.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I think so. And then, you know, who's going to turn in the main event? There's no way both of them stay face.
No.
Unless somebody interferes.
Which is going to turn one of them. I mean, somebody.
Well, not necessarily. I'm saying, you know, somebody comes out, interferes, picks on one person. That doesn't mean somebody's turning.
Well, it depends on how they do it. I mean,
and
like,
it depends on who it is. But
well, I'll tell you right now. If I was Del Rio, or Owens for that matter, I'd be grinning ear to ear. Because if they're looking to shock people and say, hey, you know, Del Rio goes and, you know, wins the whole thing, or Owens goes and wins the whole thing.
Or even if just Del Rio beats Reigns.
Yeah.
That would be a shock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because everybody, you know, everybody knows that Reigns is fighting for the title.
Right.
We know that he is in the finals.
He's in the finals. He might as well just book it that way.
Right.
You know? So, yeah, if you have either one of those two guys, And, you know, you totally throw it completely off. You have the U.S. title going after the Intercontinental title for the WWE title.
Yeah. That'd be an impressive story.
It would be great.
That would be just totally throwing every smark. You know, it would be like, I could see Vince in the back, you know, by the gorilla position, just throwing his middle finger up to everybody on the internet, you know?
Vince really doesn't understand the internet, so.
Yeah, that's what? True. Yeah.
What is these wires?
Whatever.
Are they magical?
Asians.
Asians. Didn't know Asians made porn.
So that's Survivor Series. And like I said earlier, George, before we started recording and those in the chat room, I'm very underwhelmed by this pay-per-view. And then they made jokes about, have you ever been whelmed?
Nobody's been whelmed. Whelmed. Nobody's just whelmed. They're either overwhelmed or underwhelmed. And
I'm very whelmed by this Thanksgiving dinner.
Yes. This is very whelming.
I'd say next week, if like this Survivor Series sucks, we just review like a past Survivor Series.
There you go.
Yeah.
Just go back and watch another one.
No, because we're going to have...
So you're like, start out the show. So Survivor Series 1988.
Well, actually, I always hope it's good because I like watching good wrestling shows just like any other wrestling fan. But if it is bad, we're bringing in our official, what did I say I was going to call him? Our official
pay-per-view review man.
Pay-per-view. I want to say I made him, like I said, called him an analyst, the analyst correspondent.
Yeah, I've already forgotten what you said. I remember the conversation.
Most Eagle. We need a fancy title for him.
I'll think up a fancy title for him.
You know what? I think me and Mike need to come up with a fancy title.
You might need
for him.
To.
But no, Mo, we love
you. You don't trust me?
Yes. No, we trust you. I don't think Mo trusts you. Mm-hmm. No, we love Mo, and it's always fun talking to him. And yeah, he's our. I guess we'll call him our the oversell pay per view analyst.
Yeah.
And okay. Give his opinion.
Opa.
You know, if it's a bad show, I think we can get some good content out of Mo.
And then we can blame it on him.
Yeah.
Oversell. Oh, wait. Oversell pay per view. Review analyst.
Oprah.
Yeah.
Mo is now Oprah.
He's Oprah.
Mo is now Oprah.
We need to figure out a way to work in the H.
Yeah, there you go.
So, yeah, but that's Survivor Series. So, get out your make your bets, because I'm pretty sure every bet you can make on this is safe. George, I don't know if you heard this or not, but if Kevin Owens beats Dean Ambrose, I'm going to buy a John Cena shirt and wear it into public.
Yeah. And you're not allowed to go to Goodwill and buy one.
Well, I mean, it's still a John Cena shirt, right? It's still going
to
be something
bright,
colorful.
Yeah, you got to get the authentic WWE shop, you know.
Oh, got to go the
whole
deal.
You can't just,
deal.
Like, make one.
Yeah. You know what? I tell you, I'm going to revise it right now. If Kevin Owens wins that match, mm-hmm. I will go to either, like, MEW or Wildfire or any of the local shows, I will go in a John Cena shirt.
Okay.
And then we'll take pictures, you know. Mm-hmm. Maybe I'll get Chris Lex to make fun of me.
There you go. I'm sure he would have no problem doing that.
Yeah. Hey, big congratulations this week. As we're watching NXT, I showed the guys before we got started recording tonight.
Yeah.
But our friend Andrea, who's been on the show, got she had her tryout match on NXT. She wrestled Emma.
Yay.
Yeah. Tapped out, but I thought she put in a good match. That curb stomp she took right before Emma set up her, that looked good. And
that was great.
Andrea is extremely professional.
Mm-hmm.
She was a fantastic interview.
Yeah.
She was a very extremely nice person. She took 15 minutes out of her day to talk to our dumb little podcast here.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Andrea. I hope you're listening. I feel proud.
Yeah.
Say that I've gotten to talk to someone, and hopefully a big break's coming for her, because I believe good things happen to good people, and she's good people.
Oh, yeah. She's got a good head on her shoulders, I think, good head on her shoulders for the business and everything, and I think she's – I don't think this is the last we'll see of her.
I don't either.
I really don't.
Mary-Kate.
Mary-Kate. Yep.
The woman of 6,000 names.
The woman of 6,000 names, yes. Rosie Lotta Love, Andrea.
I saw Matthew of Botchamania post a picture on Twitter, and it was like, ruddy hell, this is former TNA knockout Rosie Lotta Love. She has changed a lot. Like, yeah, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I use it as a shameful chance to give a plug to Matthew. So if you're listening, Mr. Botchmania, welcome to the Oversell Podcast.
Yep. We love your stuff.
Yes.
I love your video clips and stuff.
Yes.
Botchmania rules.
One of my favorite things I ever saw in Botchmania, this guy comes on the match, I think it was in Texas, and it was this cage match, and it's a House of Horrors match.
Okay.
But the way he kind of said it was like, this is the House of Horrors match. and he had to pick up the mic. He goes, Horrors.
I'm sure everybody in the entire arena was like, whores. Yeah.
That's
the end.
Bring out the whores. Yeah.
Woohoo.
How long have we been recording?
Anybody I don't know. Probably like 9 minutes.
It's
You know it's bad when Derek's like, how long have we been recording? When can we get the hell out of here?
Usually I can calculate it on my phone. And, you know, getting a stopwatch or something. Technology, right?
Yeah.
So maybe let's take a little break. And when we come back, we'll talk a little more wrestling. Stick around. This is the Oversell Podcast. Welcome back to the Oversell Podcast. And let's go through the Twitter thing again. Be sure you're following us on Twitter. We are at Oversell Podcast. I am at Shropnuts, Shropnuts.
I am at One Dangerous Dan. And I'm on Facebook
at WolfMike23.
And don't forget the Amazon link over there at OversellPodcast.com. Buy all that stuff on Amazon. Help this podcast out. You know, any money spent in that link will go back to getting equipment, you know, software, anything we need to make this podcast better for you guys, because that's why we do it.
And currently our ratings are better than Raw's.
Yes, that's right. We don't, well.
I think everybody's ratings are better than Raw's right now. I don't know whether to brag on that or not.
Hey, this week we have one of my favorite local shows tomorrow night. MEW is doing their Tag Team Turmoil show.
Mm-hmm.
November 20th, I think there's going to be a lot of tag team wrestling. I know Diamond Ink is supposed to be taking on Full Deck.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever team loses has to split up.
Mm-hmm.
I think I saw the Dream Killer, Eric Wayne, is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And Chris Lex, of course, is going to be there. Del Tucker. I mean, MEW has a lot of great wrestlers.
And I want to say something about Chris Lex right quick. You know, you see Chris Lex, the worker out front and everything, and how he works and, you know, what he puts into his matches and everything like that. I see Chris Lex behind the scenes. There is not a single worker in this area who helps behind the scenes putting a show together more mm-hmm. than Chris Lex does.
I can believe that.
His family shows up and helps put the ring together,
mm-hmm.
puts chairs out, tables up, whatever is needed done, you know, Chris Lex is there to help.
Yes.
And I don't see that out of a whole lot of guys in this area, because a lot of them are just too cocky to even offer help.
Right.
You know?
So. And I've talked to Chris Lex a couple times. I'm not saying we're friends by any means or anything like that, but we've talked in passing a couple times. And
mm-hmm.
two things: one, you cannot find a nicer guy.
Yeah.
And two, he has so much passion for wrestling.
Oh yeah.
His heart is in nothing but it, when he's in that ring, his heart is nothing but wrestling.
I would love for Chris to be able to do it full time. I really would. You know.
I think if he toned up a little bit, I could see him in NXT.
Yeah.
I could see him I don't know if I could see him in the WWE just yet, but I could see him in that getting.
He's got the work ethic.
He's got the work ethic, and he can connect to small crowds.
Yes.
And I could just see the people in NXT putting their hand up in the air and mm-hmm. doing the pow chant. I could just see the people in NXT going crazy for it.
Yeah. And he is the current MEW Supreme Champion.
Yes, he is.
And he deserves it.
Yes, he does. And Chris, if you're listening, man, I love your work. My little nephew, I told him I'm going to take him to MEW tomorrow night, and you know what his first question was?
What's that?
Is Chris Lex going to be there? And I said, I'm pretty sure he will be.
Oh, yeah.
And,
But we were talking off the air about Duke Warfield.
Yeah. Duke Warfield, there's he reminds me of an old school, tough as nails in the ring kind of guy.
He actually reminded me of Ken Shamrock with the way he's dressed going to the ring.
Well, and we were talking, and
but
I can see
pretty crisp, pretty clean as far as work goes too.
Right.
So.
And I could see I was telling Dan this while we weren't recording. I could see you two guys as a tag team in like a Brainbusters.
Oh yeah,
type of tag team. You two guys,
definitely.
An Arn Anderson, Tully Blanchard type. I could see that between you guys. You know, it would be.
And
like,
I loved singles competition, but tag team. I always got to do more and branch out into other things, to doing tag team stuff and everything. I tagged with Mo. I tagged with my former tag partner in Prime Danger was our tag team name. Kevin Charles, and had fun with him, had fun with Mo, had fun with everybody I ever tagged with, you know, because tag team wrestling is always just a totally different animal from singles, and you could do a whole lot more and, you know, entertain the crowd a whole lot better.
I think you and Duke, man, y'all would have been a great tag team.
Yeah, I would have been. I'd been interested to see how well we would have meshed together. Yeah.
I think your styles are somewhat similar.
Mm-hmm.
It's a more of a technical ring general type of style, right? Oh, yeah. Is that what you say?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your style was.
I had a technical style, you know. You know, I never necessarily called myself a ring general, but people made me out to be one by the end of my career. Because, mm-hmm. I was wrestling a whole lot of younger guys, you know, and they were more willing to listen to me and, you know, and do what I was calling out in the ring or, you know, before the match or whatever. So, but yeah, I could see me and Duke tagging, you know. If I was still wrestling,
him and Damone have been doing a lot of tagging together, and they seem to work well together.
Yeah, I love Damone. Worked out with him. We helped train him. We had to break him down when he first came to.
Yeah, we need to get him on the show.
Area.
We need to talk to him about that.
We could definitely get him on here.
Yeah,
but yeah, I love Damone. Andre is how I know him. He originated. From Florida, he went down and was trained by Dory Funk Junior School for
was
about.
Was he trained by some egg sucking dog?
No, not that. But I hate to down any previous training that somebody got, but we literally had to retrain him. Because, like, he went to Dory Funk Junior School for 4 weeks or so, and I don't think he learned a thing. He learned a lot of bad habits is what he learned. And Dory Funk Junior wasn't the one training him. It was actually somebody else, you know. So it wasn't like Dory Funk Junior was actually physically in the ring training him. It was somebody else.
You know, common misnomer in wrestling history, Chris Jericho was not actually trained by the Harts.
Mm-hmm.
He was trained at the Hart Brothers Academy,
mm-hmm.
but he was not trained by Bruce Hart or Kevin or Bruce or one of the Harts was there the first day
and
gave
him
a speech, and that's all he ever saw of the Harts again.
Yeah.
So,
that's the way wrestling schools work. You've got old school guys that back trainers, you know, and Nichols was my trainer, Kevin Nichols, Knuckles Madsen from NXT.
But Ken Wayne, but you still saw Ken.
Oh yeah, Ken was there every night.
Right.
Watching what I was doing, you know. You know, and was telling us whether we were doing it right or wrong or whatever. So,
I saw Bill Dundee opening a school?
I believe he is in South Haven.
You want to learn how to punch in wrestling? That's the guy to.
Yeah. You know, there are plenty of people that I've wrestled who have learned from Bill Dundee. You know, so there's punching's not the only thing you're going to learn
right,
with Bill Dundee.
Right.
So, you know,
did Alan?
Alan learned from Bill Dundee. Derek learned from Bill Dundee. Dustin Starr learned from Bill. I learned from Bill Dundee because I actually got in the ring and wrestled Bill Dundee
mm-hmm,
one night,
mm-hmm.
and he was 63 years old at the time. So, and you know, you can learn a lot from being in just, you know, stepping foot in the ring with Bill Dundee. You know,
I can imagine. So. I mean, he's seen a lot.
Oh yeah, yeah. You know, it was kind of funny. Being in the ring with Bill, because I was like, you know, everybody was warning me. Was like, man, Bill will knock your block off, man. He'll punch the hell out of you, you know. Watch the punches. And I'm like, okay. And so I started looking back at everything that Bill had done over the last 30 years. Punching's all he does. I'm like, when his comeback is a series of punches, you know. You know, when it's time to go home, he starts punching the hell out of people, you know. I mean, that was it. So I'm like, okay, well, every time he punches me, I'm all like, act like he hit me with a baseball bat and knocked me on the other side of the ring. And you know what? I did that, and he never touched me one time. He never hit me hard one time at all. Never potatoed me, never did nothing, because I was selling the punches, which is what he does. So, like, I went back to all the guys that told me, oh, watch out for Bill. He'll punch you. I went back to all them guys, just like, didn't touch me. I'm sorry he touched you. You apparently weren't selling the punches right. So, but, yeah, I you know, that was just really cool. And working for Randy Hales, of all people in Ripley, Tennessee, that was when Randy actually had control of Ripley. Randy Hales being one of the 10 or 20 promoters that were in control of Ripley.
Yeah, and, you know, I wouldn't mind trying. I follow Randy Hales on Twitter, and I think he's working with, like, a circus now.
Him and Bill both work promoting the circus.
Okay.
They promote it, you know, and Bill actually grew up in the circus.
Bill Dundee?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yes, he did.
Hmm.
He grew up in the circus. He has a lot of circus family, you know, so that's kind of you know, what he grew up doing and what he knows and everything, and that's what he does basically when he's not, you know, running around wrestling. He's promoting circus, and, you know, circus coming to town, Bill's promoting it, he's working with circus.
Cool. So. Hey, whatever keeps you busy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm going to dive into our Memphis Wrestling History book written by the awesome Mark James. Today's date I'm going to is November 16th, 1970, and holy hell, this is going to be hard to read. Maybe with your glasses, you can read it a little better.
I might be able to read it a little bit better. Let me give these glasses a whirl.
It's all the way on the left there.
Okay.
You can see his...
November 16th?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so. God, dog.
Yeah, that's why I'm.
Top to bottom, left to right.
I don't think glasses are going to help this.
Okay, here. Well,
okay, now I'm interested. I want to see now.
Don't make your eyes any worse.
I think light will help it.
Let's not make your eyes any worse. You go, Mike. It's the one all the way to the left there.
Yeah, for those of you guys listening in, I'm wearing reading glasses now. I'm trying to break them in. This is the first day I've got them. So I'm like.
Yeah, that's just. Generally hard to read.
Yeah, pick another one.
I am going to try to read this.
All right, go ahead. Go for it.
You ready?
I mean, you can read part of it.
Okay. First match, like I said, this was November 16th, 1970. Jerry Jarrett versus Big Bad John. Mm-hmm. Papa. Tojo Yamamoto versus Papa...
Papa New Guinea.
Papa Joe?
No, hold
yes,
on.
Yes, it's Papa Joe's birthday, isn't it?
Is it really? Is today Papa Joe's birthday?
I believe it is.
Happy birthday, Papa Joe. It's so hard for me to remember birthdays now because Facebook usually does it for me, so.
Yeah, and if you don't get on Facebook, then I don't know anybody. I forgot my own birthday, really.
Papa, it looks like Papa Super. All right, next match, Gentleman Ron, the Wrestling Treat versus Chiro Cortez. Don and Al Green with manager something or another versus Oni Wiki Wiki and Les Thatcher.
Should have probably just picked another day.
Nick Adams versus Mac York. And this was at the, I believe this was at the Ellis Auditorium. We still haven't gotten to the Coliseum years yet. So Big Bad John wins. Jerry Jarrett lost to Big Bad John in the featured wrestling event last night at the Auditorium. Mac York and Nick Adams... Don and Al Green dropped Oni Wiki Wiki and Les Thatcher. And Gentleman Ben, a bear, beat Chico Cortez. It puts a bear in parentheses, so I'm going to guess someone wrestled a bear that night.
That might have been.
It damn well could have been.
They did back in the day.
Yeah, yeah, I think.
Ken Wayne told me about wrestling a bear in Puerto Rico that he did a couple of times.
Well, and it's funny how like pro wrestling and its roots here in Memphis kind of got its start because... according to Memphis Heat, a wrestling ring used to be a triangle,
mm-hmm.
and there was a curtain on one side, and they'd have a shoot wrestler come in there and challenge anyone to come in there and beat him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the wrestler started having was a certain guy, he'd back him up to where that curtain was, and there was a guy back there with a blackjack that would hit him upside the head and knock him loopy so the other guy could take him down and win.
Wow.
So that's pretty crazy.
Well, yeah. Damn.
What you reading there, Mike?
Actually, on WWE.com, apparently superstars and divas picked their dream Survivor Series teams.
Oh, okay, no. Let's go through it.
Well, hang on a minute. While we're on the Mark James thing,
go ahead.
I wanted to read this off of this. This is the book he put together with Jim Cornette. Want to let everyone know this is straight off of Mark James's Facebook page. Wanted to let everyone know that after 2.5 years of working on it, Jim Cornette and I have finally finished our first book on Louisville wrestling. It's called Tuesday Night at the Gardens, Pro Wrestling in Louisville. It's on Amazon as well as Jim's website, jimcornette.com. If you go through Jim's website, you get a free 2-hour DVD featuring early to mid-1970s Louisville Gardens arena matches. Either way, you guys should love this book. Jim put his heart and soul into it. So, and it has a cover of the book on there, and it's got Lawler and, you know, Jerry Jarrett and Tojo Yamamoto.
Well, since Jim Cornette's involved, I'm sure there's a fair amount of cussing in it.
Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Jim Cornette cannot make it through one sentence without dropping an F-bomb.
Well, I'm pretty sure it looks like photographs and, you know, results, you know, kind of like the book you got there.
Right.
But with a lot more color photographs and stuff like that in it and everything. Cool. So
we've got to get Mark on this show.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. He is an unlimited encyclopedia of wrestling knowledge.
Yeah. I think it'd be fun just to have him get together with him and just talk old school Memphis wrestling.
It would.
So, Mike, you got this article here. Let's
go ahead, Mike.
Real
I'm
quick.
Sorry.
All right. Superstars and divas pick their own Survivor Series dream teams. Start out with Kevin Owens. I'll just quickly go through them. He chose Stone Cold, Shawn Michaels, British Bulldog, and Owen Hart.
Nice.
I've heard him talk about how much he loved Owen. One of his. That's how we came up with this nickname for this character.
Yeah.
He doesn't like hate him as a person, but he was not a fan of Bret Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty interesting, huh?
Yeah, that is pretty interesting.
All right, then they had Becky Lynch.
Ooh.
She's got, this is her, this is how she says it, I got Tiger Mask, Dynamite Kid, Jake the Snake, Dean Malenko, and Mick Foley.
I like that. I like that.
That team wins because it's got Dean Malenko on it.
Dean Malenko and Tiger Mask.
That's a damn interesting
hell yeah
team there. And if it loads. Okay. Xavier Woods.
Uh-huh. This ought to be interesting.
All right. He picked the other two members of New Day.
Uh-huh.
Flash Funk.
Wow.
And Papa Shango.
Yes. Nice. Nice. Flash Funk, was that Too Cold Scorpio too?
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just making sure. I had to. Sometimes I forget things.
And that would be the new Unicorn Squad.
Nice.
The new Unicorn Squad.
Is this Sasha Banks?
Sasha Banks.
George, if you're listening, this is your girl's Survivor Series tag team that she would want to have.
All right. She would choose Jazz.
Ooh.
Molly Holly.
Nice, nice.
Bailey.
Wow.
And who is this here? I'm not seeing the name.
She looks like a newer NXT diva. It's got to be the name you don't recognize.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find the name. Okay, here it is down here. Peyton Royce.
Yeah.
Newcomer to NXT.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
See, most of the time I can just look at the pictures and tell.
Oh, this next one is badass.
Bubba Ray Dudley.
Oh, good Lord.
All right. He would obviously choose Devon on his team and the Road Warriors.
Oh, God.
And that's it.
Hell,
that's,
yeah.
That's all you need,
that's
man.
All that's all you need. Hell, don't even have Devon on there. Just have the Road Warriors.
That'd be all you need.
Says you may have noticed that Bubba's one short of a full Survivor Series deck. He's aware. He's not concerned. Only need four, brother.
Yep.
And Devon Dudley chooses Bubba Ray, Spike, Ryback, and Ziggler.
Huh. Okay.
Well, this is, for Devon, that's actually some pretty interesting choices.
Yeah. He's got athleticism in there and size, and that's a well-rounded team, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyler Breeze.
Oh boy.
Oh Jesus.
That's good.
Hang
on a minute. Like, dude, there has got to be a cross promotion between Zoolander 2 and Tyler Breeze.
There's got to be a cross promotion in some way, shape, or form. No.
They're going to have Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson on Monday
if
Night
they
Raw
do
or
that,
something like that.
That's going to shit
no.
on the Tyler. It's going
to no,
be
it's not.
Fucking horrible.
No, they well, can
be. All right. Will Ferrell's in this movie, so
yeah.
Derek is not going to like this movie.
Oh, well.
He will have nothing to do with it.
I'm not putting a gun to your head and telling you got to go see the movie. I'm just saying I would love to see a cross promotion.
I would love
to see Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson host Monday Night Raw and Tyler Breeze be like their main guy. You know,
yeah.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing.
Shades of David fucking Arquette.
Yeah. Or what was the guy's name that came on there and like tried to crossbody Cena off the top rope? Was it
Kevin Fairline?
No.
It was
Jeremy Piven.
Piven, yeah.
You know, when he hosted Raw, if they would have not had Ken Young, I actually thought that was a pretty good angle, because when he came out and when he said, "I'm a bigger Randy Orton fan," I was like, he had the perfect look on his face. I mean, he delivered the line perfectly.
Yeah.
And I could see Jeremy Piven aligning himself with a young heel.
Yeah, he was a heel, you know, guest host.
Yeah,
he
was
the first
and awesome.
Only one, pretty
and
much.
And Ken Young totally fucking ruined it with his over-the-top way he did it.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Ken Young, but, dude... Yeah. Yeah, you're not a heel.
And then a year or two later, you have Jon Stewart, you know, cost John Cena the WWE title.
Yeah. See, this is why.
This is like celebrities don't even like Jon Cena.
And his name is John Cena.
John Cena.
Okay. Tyler Breeze is pissed.
All right, go ahead.
Right, Tyler Breeze is
pissed. Start with the two that.
On the outside?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Listen to this.
Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
Bret Hart.
Okay.
This is where it gets nutty.
All right.
Giant Gonzalez.
Holy hell.
And this is the one that's just random as hell. Duke the Dumpster Drosy.
Hell yeah.
Wow.
Go dig Duke up, man.
That is just
shocking.
You know,
Tyler Breeze, if I could give him a bodyguard and pick any wrestler of one time, you know who I'd pick?
Who's that?
That I think it would be a perfect contrast to him?
Mm-hmm.
One Man Gang.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's, he doesn't get in the selfies with him. He just walks out and clears the way.
Yeah,
it would be. I think it'd be cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one. This is another interesting one. Charlotte.
Okay.
Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler Breeze.
Shawn Michaels. I see a pattern here.
Yeah.
Shawn Michaels is in a lot of these.
But Shawn Michaels, Tyler Breeze, Becky Lynch,
mm-hmm.
and Natty.
Hmm. I like that.
I just wouldn't think that I never thought to have an intergender group. Ooh, this is brutal.
Oh, and
is that Kalisto? Or is that Sin Cara?
Yeah.
remind me, I got something I need to go, but go ahead with the picks and everything. I got something at the end of this I needed to say.
All right.
About the Lucha match I saw. Because it hit me after I was looking at some results, but go ahead and.
All right. Kalisto. His squad, I really like this. Rey Mysterio, Taz, Eddie Guerrero, and Kurt Angle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a fantastic team.
I really think they did Taz wrong in WWE. I really do. They did him so wrong.
Vince is never going to get behind something he didn't truly create.
I'm seeing that more and more. I really am. You know, and it really was sad the way, because it was like, oh, human suplex machine. He comes in. And, I mean, didn't he debut at the Royal Rumble and he was eliminated in, like, 10 seconds or something like that?
I thought he came
in. No, when he was brought in, he immediately went in with, like, Angle.
Triple H, I thought.
I thought he came in against Angle,
at some point,
you know.
He had a tag match or a title match with Triple H, and Tommy Dreamer came in and accidentally hit him with a chair.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I hate when that happens.
That was a long time ago.
I mean, I want to say
there really was no push for him whatsoever.
Oh no,
it was
not
but yes,
anywhere
but yes,
need,
he did have
he
a rumble entrant where he was in and out.
He was in and out within like 5 seconds.
Yeah,
and he still got the same paycheck as me.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wild Samoans.
A bunch of wild Samoans.
That is still to this day the greatest Hall of Fame speech of all time.
They asked me to come back the next night.
Next.
All right, we got Neville. His team would be Dynamite Kid.
Nice.
Tiger Mask.
Yep.
Guerrero.
Yep.
And Rey Mysterio.
High flying and technical wrestling everywhere. I love it.
And everybody's under like 5 foot.
The Mighty Midgets is what that team name would be.
That was all of them.
Well, let's do this. Let's have a little fun with it. Let's build our, each three of us build our wannabes or what we would want our Survivor Series team to be. Who wants to go first?
You.
Why do I have to go first?
You started this whole
your
thing.
Idea, man.
Yeah. Okay. man. All time? Can we go all time?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Well, I've got to have Lawler. I'm going to have Lawler. On mine, I'm going to have Lawler. And not WWE Lawler. Memphis Wrestling Lawler.
Lawler. Right.
I'm going to have Eddie Gilbert. I'm going to have Jackie Fargo.
You're just going local, aren't you?
No, well, it's kind of seeming that way. Probably Stone Cold Steve Austin. And Chris Jericho.
Of course, because if you didn't say Chris Jericho, you were going to wear a John Cena t-shirt.
Well, that's six. I guess I'm not on the team. I'm managing. I'm managing.
We don't have to be on the team ourselves.
Okay, good. No. That's my five. So what I say, Lawler, Gilbert, Fargo, Stone Cold, Jericho.
Dan.
All right. I'm going to pick Lawler because I've always wanted to tag with Lawler. And I never really got a chance to, so, but yeah. I'll pick Lawler. I'll put Shawn Michaels on there. Ha ha. Yeah. Dean Malenko and Eddie Guerrero.
So you're actually in the match.
I'm actually in the match.
Okay.
I'm tagging with them, yes.
Yeah. I'd be a manager.
I can do that.
I'm just a fan. I'm still sitting and just watching the match. I don't even have to be down there. I'm a seat filler for this.
Gonna be over here with my popcorn, guys.
All right. I'd have to go with Undertaker.
Of course. I knew that one was coming.
Maybe even Biker Taker. Yeah. You know. Just
Jesus Christ.
Just to go against your team, basically.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, yeah, that'd be the most. And Kane Biker. Biker Kane, too. Just he never did it.
Biker Kane, yes.
But yeah, but for this match, he would just become a fucking biker. And not like a metalhead biker. He would actually be like a bicycle biker in spandex and stuff. Like,
we have to be able to create that on the new, like, 2K16. Have Undertaker and Kane coming out, like, old biker Kane, biker taker, and then Kane coming out on, like, a little tricycle.
I remember playing one of the SmackDown versus Raws a long time ago, and I made a stable, and it involved, like, The Undertaker, and I want to say it was, like, Edge and Christian or something. And I was just doing everything as random as I can. I gave him a random entrance, and then I actually watched it, and I made him. They had it. They were all doing ballet.
Oh God!
One of the funniest videos I saw that somebody did on New 2K. It was they teamed up Rusev and Brock Lesnar, and they came out on stage. But you know, during the entrance, but they gave them the Funkadactyls like entrance.
Oh my
so God. They had the pom poms and you know, watching Brock Lesnar and Rusev do the little dances.
I'll do one even better than that. There was one I saw, and it was The Rock and John Cena, and they had Fandango's entrance, where they were dancing and everything, and bending over backwards, dancing with one another and stuff. It was hilarious.
Okay, so you got Undertaker and Kane.
No, I just said Undertaker.
I'm sorry. I thought you said Kane too.
No, I just want to see him come out on a tricycle.
Tricycle. Gotcha. Yeah.
All right, Stone Cold.
Okay.
Because that's pretty solid right there. Wouldn't really fit with the team, but I want him on there anyway. Steamboat.
Nice. It's, you know, that's funny that he didn't, no one picked Steamboat.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Kurt Angle.
I like it.
And, who would the fifth one be? I'm not going to say John Cena, because he's probably going to show up in the match anyway.
Yeah.
Uh, Macho Man.
Nice.
There you go.
Just imagine like a six-man tag of a just a six-man tag with Macho Man, Steamboat, and Kurt Angle.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I don't have anything. You had something else you wanted to do.
Well, we never touched on Billy Gunn getting fired.
Yeah, that's true. And they're already saying he may be back soon.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, it's just
if you know what you're doing to your body. You know your company's going to test you.
Number one, he's not ever in the ring anymore. And well, I mean, I take that back. He could be in the ring
right.
when he's training people.
The training, yeah.
So I mean, that could be a factor there too. But it was with a bodybuilding competition or a powerlifting competition that didn't even have anything to do with WWE.
Right.
The guy's 52 years old. He's going to need some testosterone booster there. You know, I mean, I don't blame the guy for doing it. You know, I really don't, you know, but if he did it with in an illegal way, yeah, I can see that. But if he took a bodybuilding substance that, you know, puts more testosterone in his body, you know, you need that. You're older, yeah. And if you're going to go into a powerlifting competition, you got to have it. So it's just an odd, weird way to get fired from WWE, you know. But I was looking at some because I did the review last week of the Wildfire, you know, the Lucha
Wildfire show.
Everything, and I was down on the Lucha match, and I come to figure out I don't know if one or two or all of the people are, but at least one of the people that were involved in the Lucha match are Lucha Underground stars. Sexy Star, one of the female wrestlers, was definitely a Lucha Underground star. So, you know, that might have been how they came in and, you know, did their thing and everything. So.
Right.
But I'm just, you know, because everybody was chanting Sexy Star. Everybody was chanting Sexy Star, you know. It was like, you know, Latin version of Sexy Star. Sexy Star! Sexy Star!
Other big news with NXT, Austin Aries was apparently reported at the scene at the NXT tapings. So that's exciting.
And James Storm. James Storm's been tweeting a lot about NXT. He even tweeted the picture of something about Raw being in Nashville or something next week. And he tweeted at one point, he was watching old Survivor Series match, getting ready for Survivor Series, and people took that and ran with it that he's gonna make an appearance, but he's probably just gonna watch it.
Yeah, trying to think of any other big news that we may have.
TNA's changing channels.
Yeah, who gives a shit
on a show?
It's the Titanic over there, man.
Yeah,
it is seriously.
You know,
the Titanic.
I'm happy that there is a company that is still able to employ wrestlers.
Yeah,
I guess, but I've never even heard of Pop TV.
We had to look it up earlier.
They're steadily losing people, though, still.
Oh, yeah.
Brooke Tessmacher just left.
She just left.
During
the whole Global Force little mini invasion,
they
lost Magnus and...
Yeah.
I mean, during that time,
they're just letting people's contracts expire.
Mickey James was gone again. James Storm is no longer with them. Austin Aries is gone.
Yep. I mean, it's just, you know, just a never-ending...
Angle's, his contract is up in January, and he's already said he's not re-signing
no.
Oh, man, I would love for WWE just to sign him to something.
I would love for his last year of wrestling to be in WWE.
Dude, all right, imagine this.
That's
like,
the only reason I started watching TNA this year, was because he was talking about this may be his last year of wrestling.
Yeah. But then they don't even put him on the show.
No. Well, he got injured again, had to have surgery.
Yeah.
That's why he's been off for a while. But.
You know, it'd be awesome. They do some sort of tournament or battle royal or something like that on NXT. And they have a mystery entrant. And who's it going to be? And Kurt Angle just comes running out. The NXT crowd would fucking lose it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I would lose it.
I would love to see him with some of the NXT folks. Just, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I'd want to see him back on Raw, because he could be used in NXT to help get guys over more, help them get ready for the big show.
And that they, the network that was carrying TNA and Ring of Honor, Destination America, they say they're moving away from carrying pro wrestling whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, they're eventually going to get rid of Ring of Honor, too.
Yeah. I've got,
we kind of knew that coming out. They had already been talking about that.
I'm ready for season two of Lucha Underground. I think that's going to be coming out soon. And I think they've already signed on for season three of Lucha Underground. So it's not going anywhere.
Nice.
So.
Did y'all see that tweet that the Honky Tonk Man sent out?
No.
Okay. This was literally what he put on his this is on his Facebook page. Jake Roberts went out and asked for people to GoFund for his habits, got $50,000. Scott Hall asked people to fund his hip replacement, got $90,000. Duggan got $14,000 for a shoulder. Honky Tonk Man asked for a little help to send his daughter to vet school, and we got nothing. I guess Honky Tonk Man needs to be a drug addict.
Oh, man. That is.
He is a piece of crap.
Oh, wow. Really?
He really is. He's a piece of work.
Wow. All right, folks. Well, that's all I've got for this week. Let's do how we like to always end every show. We like to do Superstar of the Week. So, guys, I ask you, who is your
Superstar of the Week?
A little Vince in that one.
Thought I was getting
well,
fired.
Dan, just for that, here's your. I'm already assigning your Superstar of the Week.
Uh-oh. Don't blow me away. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I'm gonna
play that next week when you're wearing that John Cena t-shirt. Well,
I actually think that's the safest bet possible.
Now, what was the bet again?
If Kevin Owens wins.
If Kevin Owens wins.
At the next local wrestling show I go to, I'll wear a John Cena shirt.
Okay.
If he beats Ambrose.
Right. If he beats Ambrose. Okay. All right.
Which I think it's a very safe bet.
I think from there, if he happens to win the title, you've got to wear like the hat and the wristbands.
Yeah, you got to get a full get-up going. You're going to have to get a full
get-up
going.
Make the... mark it down. I'll do it.
And I'm going to make you go around to
everybody. Because guess what? Kevin Owens is not winning the fucking world heavyweight
championship.
There's
no
fucking
way.
This is the safest bet possible.
I'm going to make you go around the room just going, you can't see me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Everybody.
We have hundreds of listeners of this podcast that will hear me agree. I'll take the bet because it's a safe bet.
All right.
There's no
it's
way.
A very
in,
safe
it's
bet.
It's the safest bet possible.
Reigns is
they've been
get injured.
I'm telling you guys, they've been shaking stuff up lately. You don't know what's going to happen. I'm telling
that,
you.
They haven't. How can you say they've been shaking shit up? They have not shaken anything up in this tournament.
They haven't shaken anything up in the tournament yet.
They haven't shaken any. There was one shakeup actually, but that's only because I think they're just finally done with Ryback. It's like, hey, Kalisto, go out there and pin Ryback.
Stick a fork in Ryback. He's done, man.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's the safest bet possible for me. I'll do it. Mike, who's your Superstar of the Week?
I'll have two.
Okay.
Andrea.
You fucking asshole. I was gonna say, you beat me to it.
Even though she lost, it was just great to see her on NXT. Yeah. I mean, great show.
Go follow her at Amazon_Andrea is her Twitter handle.
If she hasn't deleted it.
Once they
sign with WWE, they'll get rid of that Twitter account.
Well, I think she's kind of like on the Leva Bates deal right now.
Okay. Yeah.
So she's still Amazon Andrea.
Okay.
Because I tweeted her today.
Okay.
And my other is Undertaker, just because how high he got that one drew it up when he chokeslammed him.
Hell yeah.
He had it over Kane's head.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Shit, you stole my Superstar of the Week.
Okay.
Now I don't know who to pick.
Damn it.
You can have the same one. There's no rules to it.
Yeah. I mean, I am extremely ecstatic that I got to see someone I've talked to on this show on NXT. And we've talked to Blue Pants, Leva Bates, which she was
already on there before we talked.
Right, right. Yeah. But seeing someone grow into that position was really cool. I'll go with Andrea's one just because I want it to be known I'm extremely happy for her. My second Superstar of the Week, I'm going to give Cesaro.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he had a fantastic match with Reigns, and I really wish he could have been at least in the semifinals of this tournament.
Yeah, if they would have booked the matches, you know, just the opponents differently, it could have been so much better.
Yeah, I agree.
All righty.
So, well, folks, thank you for...
I've got a...
Did you not do your Superstar of the Week? Oh, I thought you did it. Yeah, you did.
Yeah, go ahead and end the show.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and end the show.
No, no, no.
My bad. I don't need it.
I forgot. I tried to assign your Superstar of the Week. Go ahead.
You're going to get Cesaro, and you're going to like it. Actually, I am picking Cesaro and Reigns for having a good match because, you know, Lord knows we need good matches now.
Right.
So, you know.
Anyone else?
I'll go with Andrea too. You know, I think we can all three say, you know, we're happy to see Andrea on NXT.
Yep.
You know, and hope good things come of it.
Well, folks, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Go subscribe on iTunes. That's the easiest way to get this show because whenever you subscribe, whenever I release a new episode, we release a new episode, it is instantly downloaded to your phone. And hey, if you can, head over to iTunes and give us a 5-star rating. That helps us get more identified in iTunes for downloads and such. But, guys, thank you. Always enjoy talking to y'all next week. Next week, we will have our Oprah.
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 We'll have Oprah here.
Our pay-per-view review analyst. He's going to hear that and be like, man, why do I got to be Oprah?
Online pay-per-view analyst and reviewer. There we go. There we are.
All right, folks. Well, thank you, and we will talk to you next week.